Chilkoot Indian Association's president, James Hart, noticed many Tlingit artists were aging without an influx of young people to keep the traditional arts of the valley going. So he and CIA staff applied for an economic development grant from the federal government. Under the grant, the tribe received funding for an apprentice mentorship program to revitalize traditional arts. Each year for 3 years, tribal members with skills or ancestry in an underrepresented art form could apply and be paired with a master. The team would spend a year creating. This year's apprentices are Rhonda Detkoff and Squight, Jesse Morgan. Detkoff will be working in basketry under master basket weaver Deborah Head, and Morgan will be working in silver carving under master Jenny Lynn Smith. In the program, an apprentice puts in around 520 hours of work and receives $6,000. Their mentor receives $10,000. The end product doesn't go to the tribe, but is instead left up to the mentor and the apprentice on how it should be kept or sold. CIA Cultural Department Director Helen Alton said the program requires a lot of work. Each apprentice is expected to stay in Haines for at least 2 years at the end of their mentorship and commit to public programs like teaching classes. During the apprenticeship, they must also maintain a blog on the tribe's website and take business classes with courses that include marketing and grant writing.
You know, it's not just free money, you know, they have the obligation, and the part of how we choose someone is needs to be somebody who will pass that knowledge along and kind of work at passing that knowledge along. So, because we recognize that part of what happened in our community is that people stopped passing knowledge to the next generation.
An apprentice must be a member of the CIA tribe, but the mentor can be from outside Haines. Alton explained that one of this year's apprentices, Rhonda Detkoff, had to do an extensive search to find her basketry mentor. Detkoff is currently visiting Craig, Alaska, where her mentor, Deborah Head, lives. The team is spending the week gathering supplies and processing them. And later, Head will come to Haines in hopes of revitalizing the art form locally.
This year, we prioritized some of the skills that we just don't have at all. So that's why the basket weaving, we really searched for someone who would do the basket weaving, because it used to be that there were spruce root baskets were plentiful in this valley. And now I don't believe anyone is working in spruce root at all. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing, that the apprentice and mentor are going to be doing, is the mentor is going to come up here and we're going to go out in our boat that we have for CIA and look for sites for spruce root and try to identify where the sites are and start harvesting.
Not all apprentices have to look so far for a mentor. In the program's pilot year, apprentice Gwen Sauser was mentored by Klukwan resident Marsha Hotch in weaving. Hotch explained to KHNS that the program offered her an opportunity to honor an old friend, Sauser's father.
I've been friends with her parents, and her dad always said that I was going to teach his daughters how to Chilkat weave. And when he passed, it was just something that was there in my heart. They were very good friends of mine.
When Hotch began mentoring her, Sauser had no experience in the art, which the program prefers. But Sauser is the granddaughter of a famous weaver, and her ancestral history was taken into consideration when her application was accepted. Hotch said teaching beginner weavers is especially difficult, and most mentors want experienced apprentices. She explains why she agreed to be a mentor in the rigorous program, despite the challenges.
I wouldn't teach a big class. I'm different. I want to intact the culture, not just teach techniques and leave the... Why did our ancestors weave? What was so important? And why was there so much woven objects out there? What enabled them? So there's history, and I wanted that part to be intact. I'm not a running out there marketing myself. I would rather people do it the way my ancestors, the way those grandmas in Tlukwan viewed the importance of doing this, but keeping it intact with the cultural component to it. Today, I feel like one becomes a weaver and I think when we get into marketing, we actually lose a lot of what it means to be Thingit and keeping that part alive with weaving, I believe, is important.
The program's newest apprentices will work with their mentors through September of 2024. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.